Because it is particularly important to hear teachings directly from our own spiritual guide, Atisha is saying, therefore, listen to the instructions of the spiritual guide. We should try to understand exactly what he or she knows and what are his views and ideas, both conventional and ultimate. This is not stealing his knowledge. We want to become like our spiritual guide. This is our wishing faith. We want to become like our spiritual guide because then we will have a great opportunity to realize ultimate truth perfectly and eventually directly. So it is particularly important to hear teachings directly from our own spiritual guide. So one of Venerable Geshe-la's great kindnesses for the modern world is that he has trained so many qualified Kadampa teachers, teaching all around the world in different languages. You know, they are his disciples. He trained them. They hold his view and his lineage. They have his blessings. And they are teaching from his books, which are perfect. You know. So therefore, of course, we receive great benefit from our teachers, our local teachers. We need them. You know. They're so precious for us. We should try to receive their teachings, which are Venerable Geshe-la's teachings, Buddha's teachings, Jesongkhapa's teachings, Atisha's teachings. We should try to receive them whenever we can, online if necessary. However, sometimes we think, I sure wish I could receive a teaching from Venerable Geshe-la. You know. You can. He said, he's like when we have his books. He said, this is my teaching. If you have faith, when you are reading it, you should regard it as if it is being spoken by me directly. This will help you. This was my own previous experience when studying Jesongkhapa's tantric teachings. I studied them on my own and also when teachings were being given by Kyabje Trijang Rinpoche, I would try to receive them. As I read and studied Jesongkhapa's texts, I thought of him as being directly in front of me, telling me and reading to me. Through using this approach, sometimes I would have a very clear vision, a very clear, strong feeling that he was there in person, in front of me, and that all these teachings were coming directly from him. When this feeling came, I was so happy. You can do this in a similar way. How wonderful and encouraging. So we can find explanations of emptiness in, I think, all of Venerable Geshe-la's books. For example, there is an essential explanation of emptiness in the Mirror of Dharma, Part 2, in the Lemrim Meditation, Training in Meditation on Emptiness. And then extensive explanation, for example, in Modern Buddhism and other books. So, at any time, if we want to receive a teaching from Venerable Geshe-la, it's very easy. All we need to do is sit someplace. Maybe we're in our room or somewhere, anywhere. And we pick up one of his precious Dharma texts. Hold it, feeling so fortunate to be holding pure Dharma in our hands. Showing us the real liberating path. And remember, our Guru is actually liberating us in this way. And then we think he is in the space in front of us, just as he did with Jason Kappa. Believe, my precious root guru, in the space in front. And then as we read these holy words, his realizations appearing in letters and words that we can read, contemplate, gradually understand with his blessings. We read them carefully. We are listening. We are listening. With a faithful mind, we deeply contemplate again and again, and we gradually come to gain insights and understandings. We're not rushing. We are happy to do this. It is a great joy to be in our Guru's presence. He is teaching us ultimate truth.